Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, thanks for joining us for episode number 66. Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, gentlemen?
Nothing too much. What's going on with you?
I'm here.
Nate, you are more than just here. You are here. You are really here.
And accounted for.
I am here.
You are here.
Here, there, and everywhere.
That's right. And I know it because you're there.
Right.
I'm looking
here.
Right at you. We got Sam here.
He's here.
He's here.
Our introductions have gotten quite complex.
They are. Yeah, Sam's let his presence be known a few times.
His spirits.
Always.
Yeah, spirits.
His spirit
exactly.
is with us tonight.
We all doing good?
Yeah.
Yeah,
everything's right. good.
Doing great.
Okay. Rocking and rolling tonight.
Rocking and rolling.
We got a lot. I'd say a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's planned out. We're kind of in the middle of the fun, right?
That's
fun
right.
work.
That's right. So, yeah, we're glad the Creepies are joining us once again. Episode 66. So. Mm-hmm. We're getting after it, aren't we? So, Sean?
Yes?
You want to tell us announcements?
I do. The first part, if I can talk, of the announcements is first to give out the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline. So the first number is 1-800-662-4357. And also the Suicide Veterans and Bullying Hotline is 1-800-273-8255. Or you can text 838-255. And there's also a bullying website, which is stopbullying.gov.
Great job.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that, as we're recording, it's July or June 1st. Wow, I'm already in July.
Mm-hmm.
June 1st,
well,
so the month of May was
blank, and it'll be July, right?
I know. Well, in the end of this month is our family vacation, so mm-hmm. that'll be fun.
Inching closer.
Oh, my daughter's... How long?
All right,
well,
she's counting the days.
You know
it's
how
like
the
Christmas.
Calendar works. Look at it.
So. Going to Texas, right?
Going to Texas.
The country
what do you
call
it? The country
Texas.
Of Texas, right?
Uh-huh.
I actually said that the other day, and... somebody, they're like, no kidding, because they've been there.
Yeah.
I've never been there. Like, it is its own.
Huge.
And we have a good listenership from Texas.
We
so.
Do. And Brett and Carl are there, of course. Evil
yeah.
Never Dies.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So I'm, we are excited. So anyway, yeah, thanks for those announcements.
No problem.
Yeah. As always, we want to mention, because we are speaking of getting closer to the Hillbilly Horror Stories live podcast show here in Indy. And as always, here is the promo for that.
Tracy, we are so excited for our upcoming live event in Indianapolis with Tragedy of Cinema and Middle-Aged and Creeped Out.
Yes, we're looking forward to seeing all of you.
I'm Todd.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out.
We are looking forward to sharing some creepy stories with all of our hometown listeners.
I'm Jimbo with the Tragedy of Cinema.
And I'm Kyle, also with Tragedy of Cinema.
Indy is also our hometown, and we have the perfect horror movie to break down for you guys.
Come out and see us on Saturday, July 16th at the VFW on South Lockburn and help veterans at the same time.
All three shows are clean, so this is a family-friendly event. Tickets are just $20. Seating is limited, so get your tickets now at hillbillyhorrorstories.com.
And there you go, Creepies. Go get you some tickets and come out and see us. We are looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
And I love that you stole my line. Go get you some tickets.
Did I say that?
Go
I
get
didn't
you
even
some.
Realize. Oh, there you go.
You did say it the
yeah,
same way.
I
love it.
I left it open for
it's
you.
Contagious.
We're looking forward to it. So we're hoping that as many people come out and see us as possible.
Yeah.
So,
we'll be live.
Live and in person.
We'll be live and alive, right? All three of us?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. That'll be fun. So
the crash card on site.
Just yeah.
We
right.
get overexcited.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Todd's coding.
Todd's coding. Sean's on fire. Nathan doesn't know what to do with his hands.
Come join us.
And there you go. The guys from Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. That's pretty much what you get.
Yeah, cha-cha-cha-cha.
And Sam is gassing.
Oh, is he already?
Are we going to bring Sam?
Sure.
That's who people wind up to see. Those things.
Yeah, they're going to say, where's Sam at? Noses.
Mm-hmm. And people are going to be like, what in the heck is that?
It's a gas attack.
Oh, that's right. The Millage and Creeped Out guys have Sam.
He's stinky.
Don't they have dog like diapers that you can put on that, like, when they fart, it smells like kind of flowers or something?
Maybe we need something.
Some kind of setup like that. I may be making that up.
More Sam. Mm-hmm. We'll leave you alone.
Yep. You can rub his behind with charcoal.
Oh, there you go. I'll let you do that.
No, I said you.
I say no thank you.
Sean, I'll give you a bonus.
I pass. I'm pass on that. Yeah, no thanks.
Not worth it? Okay.
Sorry, Sam.
Okay, so we've got, or I've got, this week's dad stat. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Dad stat.
We were talking about Texas earlier, mm-hmm. so this one came about from that.
It's fitting.
The largest horn spread ever on a steer is wider than the Statue of Liberty's face. I'm going to read that again. The largest horn spread ever on a steer is wider than the Statue of Liberty's face.
Do you have the measurements on that? Wow. I figured
it says, even Lady Liberty herself, whose head thickness from ear to ear measures exactly 10 feet, might think twice before going up against Pancho Villa, a 7-year-old Texas longhorn hailing from a farm in Alabama. The steer has horns that stretch 10 feet and 7.4 inches, making his horn span twice the width of a concert grand piano, according to the Guinness World Records.
Wow.
That's pretty wide.
That's
pretty wide.
Yeah.
That's wide. So, what was his name? Pancho Villa.
Pancho Villa. I thought Pancho Villa was dead. Pancho Villa.
And accordingly, according to this, he has a heck of a horn spread there. So.
Yeah.
I'd hate to be gored by one of those.
Yeah, no kidding.
That wouldn't be good.
Yeah, that'd be Vlad the Impaler right there.
Yeah.
Pancho the Impaler.
I don't want to be on Sam duty. I don't want to be on Pancho duty.
No. I think I'll take my chances with
step down
Sam.
From all that. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's fun. So there you go. That's the dad stat of the week. Right. And
nicely done.
Thank you. And then I've got a personal story to share with you guys. Okay. We have Julie Sears. She is a creepy. She listens to the podcast and follows us on social media. She submitted this about a week ago. Mm-hmm. And I asked her if she would like us to read it on the show. And she said she would be honored.
So she said, pay me money.
Well, she did that, yeah.
For a price.
I said, well, I'll take it out of Sean's bonus.
Exactly.
So here we go.
Venmo'd.
So this is Julie Sears' personal story. She says, hi, guys. She goes, that's very nice. Have enjoyed listening to the three of you since my daughter, Valerie. She is the mother of Valerie Stoltz, fellow creepy.
Thank you, Valerie. Thank you.
So she says, my dad passed away when I was a month pregnant with my first child, and I never got a chance to tell him. 2 days before I ended up having him by emergency C-section, I had a very vivid dream that my dad was shaving in my bathroom. He had never been in my house. I asked him, what are you doing in my bathroom? And he replied, I'm getting ready to go with you to the hospital. Everything's going to be okay.
Oh, wow.
It made me feel like he knew. For several months, I never told anyone about this dream. And then my brother and I were talking, and I told him. He then said he woke up one night with a landline phone in his hand, and he swore Dad had called him. He also mentioned that my then 3-year-old nephew was running around the tree laughing and talking. When he asked who he was talking to, he said, Grandpa is here.
Oh, wow.
He said, and she says, my mom passed 7 years ago this month, and my daughter and I were staying at my mom's apartment while she was in the hospital. After she passed, we went back to the apartment, and we found some pennies on the kitchen floor. We didn't think much about it. The next morning, my daughter goes to the to take a shower, and there was a bunch of pennies in the bathroom or in the bathtub shower. No explanation as to why they were there or why there would be pennies there. Mom never took her purse into the bathroom, so we thought, okay, pennies from heaven. Now, whenever I come across pennies in different areas, and there have been several, like when I've walked my dogs and they come to a sudden stop, I look and there's a penny. I say, thanks, Mom. Love you, too. My ex-husband, the kid's dad, passed away last year, and that night I swore he was controlling the radio. The song that my daughter and him danced to at her wedding came on, followed by ZZ Top, which was his favorite group. These are just some of the things I've experienced that I thought they were worth sharing.
That's really cool.
Thanks for keeping it creepy.
Oh, that's awesome, Julie. Thanks, that Julie. Was very sweet.
Yeah, very, very.
That
nice
made me
stories.
All quite a bit.
I know. It's like, oh, but yeah, very cool.
And I do think that if we pay attention out there, that the other side does talk to us through coincidences, which aren't really coincidences. Songs, music, feels. If we just pay attention, I don't think we pay attention nearly as much as we probably should. And I'm guilty of that as well. I notice this morning too, that somebody told me one time that if you see a rabbit and it runs across your path or it is in your vision at any point, it is God's reminder that he still loves you and he's thinking of you and he has a plan for you. And I saw one this morning, and there are days where you're like, okay, I don't feel that, you know, but mm-hmm. I saw that this morning and it still bubbles some hope in me. So I appreciate those kind of,
yeah, those were great.
Those great stories.
Yeah. So there you go. Thanks.
Thank you,
Julie. So now with that said, Sean, what are we going to talk about for episode 66?
This is,
yeah,
my
leave pit. It at that.
Stop
it,
exactly. Six, no more sixes. Okay, yeah.
I guess someday we'll be there, but
this is my pick. And, yep. I think we all appreciate this topic and it's something I've been extremely excited for, but it is haunted castles.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
What or woot woot or whatever. I don't really have a foundation. I know we normally lay a foundation. So the best foundation that
what
I can
lay. What
is
a haunted castle, Sean?
Yeah.
Well, according to Wikipedia,
what castle isn't haunted?
It's a castle that's haunted.
Encyclopedia Britannica would say.
Oh.
So yeah, we really don't have any kind of a, the best foundation I can lay is that I've always been fascinated by haunted castles. Like if I, that, you know, they say, would you stay here, you know, in a cemetery or would you stay in a house or would you stay in whatever, what kind of haunted location, asylums, jails? And they always have castles listed, and that is always, that would be my top pick, is a castle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, if I've ever lived past lives, I have some kind of a fascination with castles. So maybe I've lived in one before. I know they're not pleasant, though. Like, I mean, nowadays they have more of the comforts, you know, mm-hmm. the creature comforts. But back in the day, they really weren't that fantastic. Or at least maybe they were for the wealthy and the luxurious. But servants and stuff is pretty miserable living. It's cold or drafty, all that kind of stuff. But mm-hmm. that aside, I would still love to live in a castle, at least experience them. But I have not been in any that I know of anyway. Some big homes that feel like castles.
But yeah, right.
I have a fascination with like old buildings and stuff like that, mm-hmm. structures. Because it just, as you're walking through them, like when we did Fort Morgan down at, you know,
yeah,
that Gulf Shores area.
That was gargantuan.
It's just always sitting there walking through there reminding myself about the people of past when it was built,
mm-hmm.
or whatnot,
mm-hmm.
like actually utilizing it. This was their home. This yeah. was their fortress. This was whatever it may be. And mm-hmm. just like sort of picturing myself in that time.
We talked and about that when we were down there. Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's physical. You can touch it. You
see feel
it.
Like
it's
you're part
there.
Of history.
Yeah.
Also, it feels like almost like a video game, especially down there where it felt like you could almost feel the action around you, mm-hmm. or the battles or whatever. Yeah. But the same with the castles, I would think. And I have not, like I said, I haven't experienced them personally. I've only seen them in movies and, you know, experienced them through documentaries. But I think it would have, these places hold mm-hmm. energy, and castles are huge with that. You know, there are battles, there are people that live there, there are, you know, dramas that and tragedies that occurred in a lot of these places. And we mm-hmm. hear about them over and over, whether it be Dracula's castle or Castle Frankenstein or the Impaler's different castles that he had.
You always hear about the dungeon and uh-huh. torture chamber and...
Which makes me think, Vlad the Impaler didn't. Mm-hmm. His bedroom was above the dungeon, wasn't it? Like strategically located because he liked to hear him scream and be in pain and all that stuff. So.
What pleasant sound.
Vlad.
Wouldn't you just love to try to fall asleep to that?
Music to my ears.
Yeah, right.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we like to have a fan in our bedroom and, you know, mm-hmm. it's kind of a, but not so much screams.
Yeah.
Oh. A little bit different. I know.
Now I can sleep soundly.
Yeah, right. Oh. So there you go. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Oh, no.
Yeah. And that was our episode on haunted castles. the one that I want to lead off with this one, since I don't have a foundation anyway, I don't have a foundation to stand on, which is ironic with a castle because it needs a good foundation, right?
It does.
going back into,
I don't know much about construction.
Our occult,
they're still standing.
Occult, yeah.
good foundation.
The occult Nazi talk, which was a ways back. Right. We did mention a castle named Huska Castle. Huska. So we have, there's castles technically still in America too. They're mm-hmm. not as old as castles, but we can talk about some of those. But there's some a lot in Europe, and they're around the world basically, different castles. But this one is so interesting to me because it has such an interesting history. It mixes in with the Nazis and it's haunted as all get out. So I'm going to read just a little bit about it. So the frightening legend of Huska Castle. So Huska Castle is a Czech Clifftop Castle, shrouded in dark myths and legends. It was originally constructed in the 13th century between 1253 and 1278 during the reign of Ottokar II of Bohemia. That's a mouthful. The castle, which was built in the early Gothic style, is located about an hour north of Prague, so that gives you some idea where it's at, on the countryside. It is thought to be one of the most haunted locations in the world. At first glance, the castle seems quite ordinary, but upon closer inspection, one notices a few strange features. Firstly, many of the castle's windows are actually fake. If you look closely, you will see that most of the windows are merely facades, glass panes behind which sturdy walls are built. Secondly, the castle has no fortifications. Now that's weird. No water source, no kitchen, and for years after it was constructed, no occupants. This makes it clear that Huska Castle was not built as a protective sanctuary or as a residence. The location of the castle is also peculiar. It is situated in a remote area surrounded by thick forests, swamps, and sandstone mountains. The location has no strategic value and is not situated near any trading routes. Many people wonder why Huska Castle was built in such a strange location. Ancient legends may be the answer to this question. So it goes, I mean, we went into some of this before too, but according to the folklore, it was constructed over a large hole in the ground, which was known as the gateway to hell, because you know you got to have a few of these around the world.
Hello.
So this is hello down there. It is fabled that the hole was so deep that no one could see the bottom of it. Legend has it that half animal, half human creatures used to crawl out of it from the pit at night, and that black winged creatures used to attack locals and drag them down into the hole. It's believed that the castle was built to keep the evil in. The location of the castle was specifically chosen in order to cover this mysterious pit from which the demonic creatures emerge at night. The castle's chapel was specifically built directly over the bottomless pit in order to seal the evil in and keep the demonic creatures from entering the world. Even today, over 700 years after the pit has been sealed, visitors still claim to hear the scratching of creatures from the lower floors at night trying to claw their way to the surface. Now here's the other funny, it says others claim to hear a chorus of screams coming from beneath the heavy floor. And the Nazis did whatever, I don't know what in the world they were doing, experimentations. They would lower people down into this hole. It was all kind of, I think they would have prisoners that they would say, hey, look, we'll set you free if you just, you know, spend some time down the hole. And then they would come up, you know, screaming and look, you know, 20 years older or whatever. It's just all kind of crazy stories out of this castle. So one of my favorite castle stories, and that's why I wanted to start with that one.
I like it.
Haunted castles.
That's a good one.
Da, 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 da.
I had a feeling you were going to choose that one, by the way.
I know. I had to lead with that one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I have one.
What you got?
Leap Castle in Ireland.
Actually,
Irish. Oh, is it Lep?
Lep Castle.
Lep.
You say potato, he says potato.
No, I said Lep.
He said Leap.
Lep Castle.
Do they have potatoes in Ireland?
The Irish.
Yes, Nate. What do you
built somewhere between the 13th and late 15th century? It's a wide swath of time.
I like that word swath. By the way,
ooh, swath is good.
He's getting fancy on the show.
Swathy.
I'm learning some big words. This Irish castle has had many gruesome deaths. As legend has it, during a struggle for power within the O'Carroll clan, side note, which had a fondness for poisoning dinner guests, one brother plunged a sword into another. A priest, as he was holding mass in the castle's chapel, the room... Oh, well, that's when the plunging of the sword was.
It's all coming together.
Yeah. I read words, but not very well.
big words.
He sees them, but
this is kind of what we do here.
The room is now called the Bloody Chapel.
Mm. Oh, that's cool.
And the priest is said to haunt the church at night. And the horror doesn't end there. During castle renovations in the early 1900s, workmen found a secret dungeon in the Bloody Chapel with so many human skeletons, they filled three cartloads when hauling them away. The dungeon was designed so that the prisoners would fall through a trapdoor and have their lungs punctured by wooden spikes on the ground and die a slow, horrific death within the earshot of the sinister clan members above.
That's the best worst thing I've heard today. Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine all the spirits?
That's awful. Oh yeah. Place?
Yeah, that
put that on the list, Sean. Is that what you're going to say?
They're crazy.
Sean, put that on the list.
Put that on the list, Sean. Update that list. Yeah. Done. That was yeah, that's a gruesome place.
It's going to the top of the list.
All right. Yeah, that and Huska.
You're going to do Leap Castle now?
Myska. Said Huska.
Huska, Mouska.
Myska.
Miska, Mouska, Muska.
Oh, my gosh. That takes me back a few years ago. Miska, yeah. Okay. No, I like that one. That was good. Okay. Yeah. I have one, and I'm going to butcher it.
Please do.
As I read. Yeah, so I apologize ahead of time to our German friends. The Burg Eltz Castle. Okay, now that's the easy part. It says, this breathtaking medieval Burg Eltz, or the Eltz Castle, can be found in the hills of the German town Wershom, between Koblenz and Trier. Burg Eltz is one of the few castles in the area that was never destroyed during a siege, and it can be visited today. This castle used to be the home of a very brave young lady who met her end tragically and still roams the castle. So a quick little history, and then I'll get to the scary part. The oldest part of Burg Eltz, Platels, was a simple manor built in the 9th century. This part still exists today. The rest of the castle was formed around it, dating from 1157. Both medieval and Renaissance styles were mixed, giving the castle a fairy tale-like look. Hmm. It was the home of the Counts of Eltz and still is 33 generations later. Back in the days, only wealthy medieval European lords could afford a castle of their own. That's why Burg Eltz is so called Gainer Benburg, a castle divided in several parts which belong to different branches of the family. All the families own their own part of the castle, but all of them together shared the defensive fortification. Burg Eltz was resided by three family branches. The servants, craftsmen, and other families who supported the Eltz family lived in the village below the castle. Now, the ghost of Burg Eltz. The most haunted room at Burg Eltz is the Countess Room, the room which belonged to Agnes. The armor in which she died.
Aggie.
Yeah, Aggie. The armor in which she died and the battle axe are also in here. According to the staff, Agnes haunts the hallways as well, switching lights on and off and opens and closes doors. Is she still protecting the castle against the attacks? Whispers are heard in the hallways as well as child giggles. The castle staff sometimes find all the doors unlocked by the morning, even though they lock them at night. There are claims of a phantom medieval knight on horseback at the gate. That would be cool. Some believe that this is the knight of Bronsburg looking for Agnes's forgiveness. Burg Eltz is open to the public and is well worth the visit. This castle has a very nice treasure room full of golden, silver, ivory, and china items, that there's lots of historical weapons as well. And perhaps you'll run into Agnes while you're there.
Old Aggie.
Old Aggie.
Oh, crazy Aggie.
That's a good name that comes up
she
every time.
She got crazy eyes. She's looking at me.
Which way is she looking? Okay. So there you go. Burg Eltz Castle.
All right. I am moving on with Vorgard Castle in Denmark.
You don't say. What's that?
I do. I'll say it again because it's on here again a couple times. Vorgard Castle in Denmark. Unless it's, is it Leap or Lep?
Or is that Vorgard?
Vorgard. Well, that's the people in Denmark. In the northeastern Danish town of, I'm going to probably butcher this, Dronninglund, Vorgard Castle displays work by Raphael, Goya, and El Greco to the public. But the stately building is as renowned for its dark past. The most famous myth tells the story of Einenborg Skeel, who acquired the castle in 1578 and drowned its architect in the moat so that he could never design another building as beautiful as Vorgard. That is so sweet of him. People today, like, you'll never do this again. People today report seeing Skeel's tormented ghosts wandering through the castle at night dressed in white. Even if you don't believe the ghost stories, you might still get goosebumps passing by Rosendotten, Vorgard's most infamous dungeon. The room was designed so that an adult man could neither stand up straight nor lie stretched out, and there are no holes for light or air to enter. Can you imagine?
Mm-mm.
Spooky.
Spooky is the word.
So we're heading there this weekend.
Put it down the list.
Put it on the list. Ding, 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 ding.
I like it.
I do too. That's spooky.
Yeah. Creepy. What you got, Nate?
The Tower of London.
I love it. Good choice.
Yes. That is great.
The Tower of London is England's most secure castle, having been home to kings and queens, the crown jewels, the royal mint, and countless prisoners. The history of the Tower of London is steeped in tragedy and death. Henry VI's Roman numerals. I know him. Was murdered.
That's good.
In the tower in 1471 while a prayer at the king's private chapel. While in prayer. Okay, now I can't read words.
Reading.
Stick to the Roman numerals.
Yeah. Give me Roman numerals. Later, the two sons of Edward the IV disappeared within the tower and were presumed murdered. The excavation of the tower of two young skeletons in 1674 seemed to prove their murder. Many ghosts still roam the castle today. Anne Bullion, the second wife of Henry VIII, can still be seen haunting the Tower Green, where she was executed. Two young ghosts, thought to be the princes in the tower, also stalk the grounds. There are even stories of a huge bear appearing and frightening visitors to death.
Oh, wow.
A bear?
A bear.
It's a haunted bear.
It's bad enough it was a real bear. Yeah, I mean, a bear.
But okay. A haunted bear?
Ooh. They call him Yogi.
Oh.
No.
Hey, he's boo-boo. Got a boo-boo.
I want my picnic basket. Yogi. Oh, I like that. Yeah.
I didn't know all that.
No, I did not either.
I did not either. That's awesome.
I have watched.
It was a good choice.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like the Tower of London. Put that on the list.
I am listing it up over here.
That is one place I've wanted to go to because I've watched a lot of paranormal shows and investigations and tours, and that is always one of the
Tower of London. Mm-hmm. We're going to go figure out Jack the Ripper. We got a lot of stuff to do over there.
We're going
to
go to New Orleans now.
Yeah. Side trip.
Yeah, side trip.
That's right.
Yeah, so not as a good one. Good choice, Nate. Okay. My next haunted castle is the Larnach Castle in New Zealand, Oceania.
Hmm.
It is often referred to as New England. I'm all of a sudden in New England. As New Zealand's only castle. In fact, the 25-room Gothic building is an historic house, also called a mock castle. It's located on the ridge of the Otago Peninsula near Dunedin.
Sounds made up.
I know it is. Larnach Castle has a magnificent view. Okay, so a quick little history of Larnach Castle. It says before the construction of the house could begin, the land needed to be leveled. Pegs were put into the volcano rock, and salt water was poured in so that the rock could split. It took 3 years and 200 workmen to build Larnach Castle. It was completed in 1874, so it's really not that old.
Hmm.
Then he hired some skilled European craftsmen to embellish the interior. This took another 12 years to complete. Materials from all over the world were used. Marble from Italy, floor tiles from England, and glass from Venice and France. In 1885, a 3,000-square-foot ballroom was added. This was a birthday gift to his favorite daughter, Kate, who had turned 21. Okay. Now, this has all kinds of... I'm not going to read all of it because they have literally a ton of haunted history, which is awesome, but I'm not going to dominate the show. Okay, so it says this castle is haunted by several spirits. The current owners are aware of this too. Halloween parties and Victorian ghost stories events take place every year. Even though the spirits aren't violent, they're not always amused with all the visitors invading their space. A couple got pushed apart while entering Constance's room. Her wedding dress is on display here as well as many of her Victorian toiletries. Says the room is also much colder than the other rooms in the building. Some think it's the spirit of Constance, who still haunts her former room. Others think it's Eliza's spirit, who's angry because another woman took her place. Mm. Again, I didn't read all the history, so I don't really know exactly who these women are. I'll read one more. Says the ghost of William Larnach. William himself is said to haunt his former dream home. A male figure has been seen around the castle. It makes sense. It is him. Poor William's remains were disturbed in the family crypt in Dunedin. His skull was even stolen as a trophy. In 1972, William Larnach's skull was found in a student's dorm. Oh, gross. The student showed the skull, complete with hole in the head, to his friends on many occasions. He wasn't prosecuted because he did not vandalize the skull, and he wasn't the one to disturb Larnach's bones. Even though the skull was taken back to the crypt, it did upset Larnach's spirit. Poor guy.
Yeah.
So, just a couple of haunted stories from Larnach Castle.
I think that's interesting. So, that's the only one in New Zealand, huh? I did not know
that. That's what it says.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
We learned something here, right? We are going all around the world, right? Since we're in that part of the world, I'm going Japan. Did you know this is a castle? This is what it looks like in Japan, right?
That's very cool.
It is Himeji Castle, Japan. Himeji Castle dates to 1333 and is regarded as one of the greatest remaining examples of Japanese castle architecture. It also has some rather eerie folklore associated with it. The most popular tale tells the story of Okiku, which I believe we've talked about somebody named Okiku before. That sounds familiar.
It does.
A mythical character from ancient legends who was falsely accused of losing valuable dishes. Now, I don't think we talked about this one because that didn't sound familiar. She was killed and thrown into the well in the castle. Her ghost now haunts the castle at night, counting dishes in a mournful tone. She reaches 9 before shrieking and returning to the well. What in the world? So that is Himeji Castle in Japan.
She counts to 9. Wow.
She counts 9 dishes,
apparently.
She's counting dishes in a mournful tone. She reaches 9 and dishes, and she shrieks and returns
handle.
To the well. That's all she can handle.
Sort of reminds me of the librarian in Ghostbusters.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Run! Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting.
That was jumper.
Okay.
Yes.
It's a pretty building, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought of Japan or China to have castles.
I know.
You know, not
mm-hmm. fortifications, but yeah.
Yeah.
Not thinking like, about well, it as castles, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. What do you got, Nate?
Casa Loma.
Oh, where's that at?
Toronto, Canada.
Oh, how about that?
Ooh. I like it.
Sir Henry Pellet built Casa Loma in Toronto, Canada, beginning in 1911 as his forever home with wife, Lady Mary Pellet. The endeavor ultimately led to a loss of the family fortune, and the Pellets had to abandon the home in 1924. The castle then had a short-lived career as a luxury hotel, then as a popular night spot for a few years, and now as a tourist attraction. Even through its mild history, Casa Loma has plenty of ghosts. The White Lady, which haunted place doesn't have a lady
in
white.
Exactly, right.
Exactly, yeah.
The White Lady is the most commonly spotted ghost. She is believed to have been a maid who worked in the castle during the time of the influenza.
Oh.
Visitors and staff have seen her roaming the second floor and the basement. Sir Henry and Lady Mary Pellet, also, and I'm probably mispronouncing that last name, but whatever.
Whatevs.
Whatevs.
What right. Nate, that was awesome. Whatevs.
Whatever.
That's
also,
why you're the goat, right?
Also appear to still occupy their forever home. Lady Mary has proven elusive, though. The Canada's Most Haunted attempted to film her room one night, locked the door behind them, only to find the tapes missing the next day. Another attempt on a digital camera showed that the camera had shut off after only 10 minutes.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Or dun, dun, dun. I was trying.
Or dun, dun, dun.
Or how many dun, dun, duns you need?
I like it.
You choose.
Choose your dun-dun-duns.
Carefully.
It's like dun-dun-dun. Whatever that.
Make it an even number, not odd. No.
Yeah. At least get to 10, right?
Right.
That's funny. I like it. So, my next castle is here in the United States.
Oh.
It's actually in
local.
Cleveland, Ohio. And it is called the Franklin Castle. So, Cleveland, Ohio, perhaps it is the dark Victorian style. The Franklin Castle is built, and that has fed the imagination of those that believe in ghosts. Most likely, it is the tragic history of the family that lived in the Ohio City home originally that added fuel to the fire when rumors of strange happenings began surfacing decades ago. There is a quote by William Credsey, whatever. I'm going to do like Nate, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatevs. Everything from doors opening and closing. Right. Footsteps, things moving around. Some people have reported putting something down and then going back later to find it and it wouldn't be there. And then the next day, it would be in a different room on a different floor, said the co-author of a new book titled The Haunted Franklin Castle.
That's just called being middle-aged.
Yeah, it happens to me all
the
time.
Where did I put my keys?
Yeah. So it says Hans Tiedemann, or Tiedemann, and his wife Louise suffered through the deaths of four children.
Oh.
Hans was a banker and a co-founder of Union Banking and Savings Company in Cleveland. He built the infamous home in 1881 and named it after the road it was on, Franklin Castle. It is also known as the Hans Tiedemann House and makes nearly every list of most haunted places in America. But then on the list,
I will do that. Yep.
Tiedemann's mother died and then his wife passed away at 57. So after so much death surrounding him, eyebrows were raised and suspicions surfaced about Hans Tiedemann. But, again, this guy's name I can't pronounce, Kretschy, says any dark rumors about Hans Tiedemann were completely unfounded. They were very kind people. Mr. Tiedemann was a benefactor of the community. He was a generous man. He gave often to various charities. He was not the monster that had been made out to in all of these stories about the castle. There's just no truth to that. Kretschy has had some of his own unexplained experiences while inside the home. He says, small stuff, footsteps, voices, and or the radio turning on my phone, things like that. He said, nothing happened that scared him. He said, it's actually kind of cool. The castle story pass is what he said intrigues him most, and there are so many tales to tell, things like hidden rooms, outrageous parties, and colorful occupants. So there you go. Oh, real quick, actress Julie Garland's last husband, Michael DeVinco, was at one time one of the castle's owners. He would have huge parties, had some really interesting guests that would show up, I bet.
Yeah.
And then according to Kretschy, whatever, four people have died in Franklin Castle, but none of those deaths were proven to be foul play.
Mm.
There you go.
Yet.
Yet.
Dun, dun, dun. Cleveland rocks, too. We all know that, right?
Cleveland
rocks.
Yeah. There you go.
I have a quick question before I do my next castle. This list that you keep talking about, and I am doing it over here, but should I stop writing on just the table over here? Should I start writing on a piece of paper? Nate, is it? Because I'm running out of room on this, on my side of the table.
Paper would be preferred.
Paper is preferred.
There's a wall.
There's a wall, right? I could just do it right over
lots
here.
Lots of room.
The lampshade.
Lampshade.
I mean, really, anything could be paper.
That's
if you
right.
Put your mind.
Your
to
arm.
It.
Here, Nate. Stick out your arm.
I mean,
I'm just
hieroglyphics weren't written on paper.
I wanted to clarify. Well, you know, there is a bottom to this table, so I'm good.
Yeah,
got okay. Plenty of room.
We solved that.
Yeah, that's so where I've been getting all my gum.
I'm ABC gum. I wanted to definitely go. I'm so glad you guys didn't go here, but Bran Castle, Romania. Castle Dracula.
Right? I've heard of it.
It doesn't get much creepier than this. Dracula's castle, right? Bran Castle is linked to the historical character who inspired author Bram Stoker, Vlad III, Dracula, otherwise known as Vlad the Impaler. Yes, we've talked about him. And yes, you inferred correctly that instead of sucking blood, he impaled his victims. And also, catapulted plague victims over the walls.
Oh, yeah. That was what a tactic.
Germ warfare, awesome. Right?
I mean, we seriously, still, that's pretty
I'm
smart.
I'm still proud of it. So proud of you, Vlad.
Go get him. Touch him.
Some believe Bran Castle was one of the sites in which Vlad III reigned terror on Transylvania. Most historians would beg for proof, however, so they don't believe it so much. Now, a museum, didn't know that. Other scary sites within its walls include a golden casket that holds the heart of Romania's Queen Marie. I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Wow, yeah. So, and I need to put this on the list. I'll put this on the bottom of the table.
Where's that at?
The castle in the museum, it is a museum and it has within its walls, so it's not specifically is being specific. I imagine a dungeon somewhere, but it says within its walls includes a golden casket that holds the heart of Romania's Queen Marie. So that's not real specific.
What country?
Oh, Romania.
So if you had a,
I thought you meant in the castle. Where's this casket?
Yeah, like, just where is
sorry,
it?
Sorry. I was misreading your question.
If you had a wad of, money in your hand, would that be romaine lettuce?
That's wah, wah, wah. You're trying to outdo him with the dad jokes or what?
Boo. Boo, you suck.
And the crowd goes wild. Not in a good way.
Forget you guys. I'm turning your mics off.
Wait a minute. Romaine.
Goodbye.
Isn't that the hair replacement?
That's Rogaine.
Oh, Rogaine. Oh, that's right. Not Romaine.
Say what?
Oh, yes, yes. That's where you go to get hair. Romaine Castle. Oh, it's Rogaine. Oh, okay.
So that's Castle Dracula.
Dracula.
I just want to say that one more time.
I like to say Dracul.
One more time. Go ahead.
Dracul.
Dracul.
Mm-hmm.
The dragon.
Dracul.
Clear your throat first.
Yeah. No, that's what I was trying to do.
Yeah, I see that.
What do you got there, Mr. Laux?
Mr. Laux.
I got a yawn. Okay.
The show.
Are we keeping
good, huh?
You up?
No, it's too much brain power. I can't get enough oxygen.
You can do it.
We're almost there.
All right, I got The Castle of Good Hope
in
South Africa.
Oh, I like that one.
I've never heard of it.
Was built between 1666 and 1679. It is the oldest surviving building in the country. And as it it is a perfect place for spirits to lurk. This castle has its share of common ghostly occurrences, disembodied voices, and footsteps in the dungeon and in the hallways. A black dog that suddenly appears and then disappears.
White ladies, black dogs, I like it.
Even the bell in the walled-up bell tower where a soldier hung himself with the bell rope rings on its own accord. And Lady Anne Bernard, the colony's first lady who lived at the castle, still appears when the castle holds important events. It seems Lady Anne is not quite ready to give up her duties of entertaining distinguished dignitaries.
It's signs of a good episode when we can bring up white ladies and black dogs.
It's not
very
hard.
Very balanced. It's not hard at all. We've done it many times before.
It's really not that.
Let's
impossible.
Start this haunted discussion with white ladies, black dogs.
There's a house over here said to be haunted. Has a lady in white and a black dog.
A kid in the attic.
Yeah, a little prankster in the attic.
I've never heard this
well,
before.
A well to hell in the basement, you know.
Oh, yeah. Every good haunted house, story, castle. Yeah, we are making this stuff.
This one. Yes.
We're going to design our own
serious
haunted
it's out
location.
There, it's out there.
Oh, I'm guaranteeing it is.
All right. Well. For my, speaking of well, I have my last castle, and it is called Stirling Castle. This is...
Is it silver?
Yeah.
sounds expensive. Costly.
No, it doesn't say, actually, if it's... I'm just going to go with no. I think it might just be like concrete.
How about no?
Brown, beige, gray.
How about no, Scotty?
No. Anyway... Here it is, the frightening Stirling Castle. I like to be able to tell you where it's at. Oh, actually, it's in medieval England.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. Castles are rich with the weight of history, and all they've witnessed, warfare, murder, births, and deaths. It is no surprise these events should pass into the frightening folklore of Stirling Castle, which has become notorious for ghosts and ghouls said to haunt the walls. Okay, here. Now this is gonna be throw. It's gonna throw you for a loop. You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready to be thrown.
Okay. It has a lady in white.
No way.
Yes way.
Riding on a black dog. We got it.
Yes. For instance, there is a ghost known as the White Lady, typically a destitute figure dressed in a flowing white gown. Her afterlife antics have been reported all over the world. In medieval England, she has been seen, or she was seen as an omen of death. In Scotland, she has been seen as the desperate soul of a girl who threw herself from a tower. And then she's been spotted in Malta, where she is said to have thrown herself to death to escape an unwanted marriage. Oh, man.
Where's she, a lady of the night?
Well, she was a lady of the night that wore white.
There you go.
I don't know. Okay, so, So it says, a ghost of many colors. We don't seem to have been visited by the white lady, as she's called, at Stirling, but other female phantoms are available, such as there is a Black Lady, or the Lady in Black, who haunts the back
wall.
That's
a new one.
Yeah, we don't know much about her or why she lingers in the spot. However, it is said she creates a foreboding atmosphere for anyone wandering this path at night.
She's the Lady of the Night.
There is also a Green Lady.
Oh, man.
The color of money.
In green.
That's awesome.
This is definitely new territory for us.
I'm not going to read that one, but I'm going to read this one. Yeah. So,
Lady in Red.
That's the blue.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah. So let's see here. So it talks about more ghostly goings on. When I heard this tale from a colleague, I didn't know I'd ever run into her, but one day I descended to the stone steps towards the room of the base of the Prince's Tower where he says she resides, and the door handle mysteriously turned by itself. This is a girl, that a bitter spirit who haunts. Says, a few months later, I returned to find some of our uniform rails had tipped over. When I went to investigate, the windows began to rattle, which did make me wonder if I had overstayed my welcome. Mm. That is associated with the Green Lady. So, sorry, I didn't want to read the Green Lady. I suspect these female phantoms are simply the result of a dark and ghostly perception we all hold about castles. If a place has a dark and grisly past, our imaginations are bound to run wild. Who doesn't love a romantic tale of the tormented figures who once stood between these ancient walls? There you go.
Well, there you go.
Lady in White, Lady in Black, and Lady in Green.
All kind of colors. The color of the rainbow, right?
Yeah.
Skittles.
Yeah, that's what
Sterling
it is.
Sterling Castle.
Yeah. I like
there
it.
There you go. Okay.
All right, so I'm going to finish this, since this has been my pick. I will finish this with, I'm going domestic as well.
Oh.
It is Wyckoff Castle. I've never heard of this before.
I have not either.
I promise you it's Wyckoff Castle.
And where is this Wyckoff Castle?
You need to do that behind closed doors, please.
Built on, I'm skating right through that comment, Nate. We're not getting into a
Nate, this
hedgehog.
This is a family-friendly show, remember?
Hedgehog.
I didn't say
moment.
Any words that were inappropriate.
Built on a Carl.
Just keep reading.
I'm trying. Built on a, let's see. This says built on, so there's a typo here.
And
built,
where's this at? I'm sorry.
I believe it is built on Carlton Island near Cape Vincent, New York, by William O. Wyckoff. His beautiful building was once known as the grandest estate in the Thousand Islands.
Ah,
Thousand
okay.
Island, like the South. Yeah, right? Yeah. But the grand estate appeared to be doomed from the very beginning. I hate to say this name, but I'm going to say it again. Wyckoff, who made his fortune after inventing the Remington typewriter, died in his sleep from a heart attack on his very first night living in the castle. Yikes. His wife died just 1 month previously from cancer. Their son and only heir, Clarence, had no interest in living in the home, and it has remained abandoned for over 60 years. The last owner was General Electric. As the Wyckoffs were doomed to never enjoy their beautiful dream home, it's no wonder that they are said to haunt the castle. As apparent proof of its haunted status, the words "Help me" are written on a high ceiling in an upper floor room. The castle is currently on the market, in case we're interested, for $495,000.
A steal.
But since it is, but since restoring the property would cost millions more, it continues to remain abandoned.
Oh, really?
And quite haunted.
And quite haunted.
Hmm. Quite. So there you go. I chose poorly on that. I'm sorry. I really did. I thought it was interesting.
No, it was good.
Was it? What? Was it really?
No. Nate goes, that was good. Like,
I dialed that one in, didn't I? I know.
No, that's okay. No, I like it. It was good.
Just threw a little.
You liars. You're all liars.
Quick line in there, you know.
So to sum up, haunted castles.
What else you got, Sean?
All I wanted to say is it was fun.
I like talking about the
haunted
castles.
It was awesome.
Love
fun.
Castles.
Love castles. And I would stay in a heartbeat. We do investigations morning, noon, night, anywhere around the world, right?
Any of them.
In their dungeons.
I want to see the one in Cleveland since it's not that far. And then we could buy the one in New York.
Absolutely.
$495,000? Did you see a picture of it by chance? Is it like a run down or anything? Or?
Oh, no,
even better.
Well,
is it
they
a fixer upper?
It would cost millions to restore. So,
have you ever seen
probably
the movie Money Pit?
Oh yeah.
It'd probably be about like
fall
about
to
like
the
that.
Floor.
Yeah, probably.
I was gonna say $495,000 is not a whole lot of money, especially in New
and
York
haunted castle terms.
Yeah, right.
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right.
Poltergeist is free.
Ooh, yeah. Come but no charge.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's a charge, but you just don't want to talk about it.
Okay, well, that was fun. I think the creepies would enjoy the Haunted Castle talk.
Well, with this fun talk and with the dark territory that we're into, we're going into a dark side. How about that?
Mm.
We are going to do some...
Is it the dark side of a castle?
It is the dark side of... How did you know?
I knew.
Oh, my gosh. It's like you can read my mind.
That's how I do.
Now, this is not Simon and Garfunkel.
Mm.
But it's close to it.
Okay.
It is the disturbed version of The Sound of Silence.
Ah,
does that
okay.
make sense?
Yep.
Okay. You can listen to Simon and Garfunkel.
It's a good version, yeah.
But Disturbed is excellent. Mm-hmm. So these words speak to me, and I think it's, I don't know, it just matches up with Haunted Castles, in my opinion, right?
Okay. Sure.
So
you're the one that chose it.
And I'm just in this kind of mood tonight, so.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I am not singing it. Okay, I might sing it. I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping in a castle. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams, I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never shared, and no one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said, I do not know. Like silence like a cancer grows, hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you, but my words like silent raindrops fell and echoed in the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. Then the sign said, the words on the prophets are written on the subway walls in tenement halls and whispered in the sounds of silence. That is a very, those are profound lyrics. They were back mm-hmm. in when Simon and Garfunkel wrote them, and they, so what, there is something very cerebral, and there's something very, gosh, I don't even know, like organic about the way Disturbed does it. I mean, it's just, it mm-hmm. really gets some guttural feelings going. And I like this song.
The song's awesome, period.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. But I think it's a good message right now, too. I mean, just, like I said, every day there's good, there's bad, there's indifferent. We just got to keep going, you know, like this. You know, through all this craziness, right?
Craziness.
Yes.
I hear you.
We just read the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls. Just got to read them. That's all. That's my message for today, tonight,
okay. Whatever,
or whenever this airs.
I don't know.
I read a lot of messages
next
Porta Johns.
Lots. We do. We do. Bobby Mackey's, right? That makes it.
Yeah, that was a heck of a
bathroom. That was a heck of a bathroom.
I don't know how to describe that one. I was like, what's going on here?
Go see it for yourself, right?
Nate's like, oh, look at this. what wonderful poetry on some bathroom stall. That's awesome.
Skimming out of the dark side and into...
Skimming, you say.
Skim.
Okay, what
skimming
else
out of that darkness and into the second part of the announcements, please follow us on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We're on all of those social media platforms. Give us a shout out. Connect with us on our email address. That's makopodcast@gmail.com, two A's. Come check us out Tuesday Terrors. We're on there every Tuesday. We are also on all listening platforms. While you're on whatever your favorite one is, making sure to tell everybody you know, get a word of mouth. It helps us to push the show. Give us 5-star ratings and reviews while you're on those listening platforms. We appreciate it. And that is if the listening app allows, right? Merch for sale, our logo on everything you can imagine. And don't forget that we offer segment sponsorships. A woot, a woot.
And I'm going to say it can be an individual.
Right.
It can be a local business.
Brick and mortar.
Brick and mortar.
Or
online.
Trying to beat you to it. Right.
Yeah. So.
Dun, yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun. thank you for that, Sean. Good job, as always. Nate, what you got, man?
Before we can enjoy the sound of silence, we have to wrap this thing up.
Hmm.
That's a wrap.
He's always a bummer.
I know.
And he's like, wait a minute.
I get the blues about this time of the episode, but don't. We'll be back. Don't get the blues, guys.
No.
Us or the creepies, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So speaking of creepies, thank you for listening to us as always. This was episode 66 on Haunted Castles. And until next time, Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy.